I don't believe it.
Keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Hey, sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
Right. All right, welcome back to it. That'll cheer you up on a Friday, now won't it? Come on, you got a smile on your face. The Steve Greer Show, Free for All Friday, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We got a chance for another phone call here before we get into the next guest. John is on the line in Kalamazoo. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I'm not so sure Hillary's interested in winning the election. I think that's secondary. I think her deal is when she announced she needed to raise $2 billion, ultimately $1 billion is for her trust fund. This is more about padding her trust fund than it is about winning the election.
Don't you find the term trust fund an oxymoron with Hillary?
Quite well with her. In fact, she doesn't have any.
Yeah, exactly. And that new survey that came out, the first word you think of with Hillary, the number one word is liar. The second one is dishonest. And they're all, that's Hillary Clinton. And here's the thing, though. I've been saying for some time, John, I don't think she's going to get the nomination for the Democratic Party. What do you think?
I don't think she's going to get it, but she's still going to have a pot full of money to move into that so-called trust fund.
Well, there you go. And once again, in this particular case, if liberals give her $2 billion, then they're the fools, aren't they?
They can live with her, but it'd be tough. As far as the lying part goes, go ahead and pick a politician. They all seem to fall in the same category to me at times. They're going to tell you what they want to hear. People want to hear.
All true. Hey, John, thanks for checking in, my friend.
You bet.
There you have it, John in Kalamazoo today, and the lines are open, of course, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Now, we had Ron Van Timmeren on earlier, and he said that they're going to put the Utah-Michigan game up on the big screens at Celebration Cinemas in Grand Rapids and in Lansing, coming up, next week now. So the point being is, college football is upon us, the Harbaugh era, so much talk. So much hype and so much to look forward to. What's going to happen? Here's our good friend Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports. Tim, welcome to the program.
Man, you got a year and a half of all this political talk. I thought you were about football coaches this morning, to be honest with you. You got all that to look forward to as well. Football had a seesaw.
But make no mistake, Hillary and Donald Trump, they are good for business, my business.
I think Harbaugh should run for president. He beat them all the way things are going for him.
Win a few football games, he could run for governor, I'll tell you that.
That's exactly right. With the influence Michigan has around the world, if Harbaugh turns things around right away at Michigan, that'd be quite a campaign appearance next week. It'd be next Thursday night if he could win in Utah.
So speaking of all that, he shows up and gets all this hype. Then they put together what I understand is the biggest a deal ever for Nike as far as financial for windfall for Michigan. I mean, that's a huge deal, too.
Well, look, I mean, Michigan is the winningest football school in the history of the sport. That's not an opinion. That's fact. They've won more games than anybody else. So whenever Michigan burps in football, which it has done for the past few years, that catches the nation's attention. And therefore, if Harbaugh had gone to a school like Illinois or Indiana, Purdue or Iowa, something like that, that wouldn't have nearly made the impact it did. But he's a Michigan guy with a tremendous playing career who's been accomplished. We all know all this stuff. He goes back to this school, and so you've had 7 to 8 months of tremendous hype, unlike you've seen on any other coach, even a coach who would have gone to Notre Dame. Now, where it goes from there, is that the intrigue is now it's finally time to deliver. It's like an election building up. So-and-so has been leading in the polls for 2 years, but now it's election day. Can so-and-so hold somebody else off? I think a lot of that is right now the case with Harbaugh. The curiosity factor is at an all-time high. It's amazing to me that that game is only on Fox Sports 1 next Thursday night as opposed to the main deal, because the interest in viewership nationwide is going to be high, mainly because it is Michigan. It just is what it is. That's why Nike gave them all that money. It's not how many they've won recently. It's what's their brand quality. Michigan's brand quality is very high, as everybody knows.
All right. Who's going to be over center?
Oh, that'll be Jake Rudock. That's never been an issue. But Michigan took him from Iowa. You don't take a two-time starting quarterback of an established Big Ten team for 1 year so that he can stand on the sidelines and hold the clipboard. That does not mean that if he doesn't perform, they won't go to plan B. But, I mean, look, there's a reason Harbaugh is who he is. You don't have to be Einstein to figure out that the number one problem that Michigan has had is it has not had quarterback productivity over the last few years. And any team that doesn't have it can have 21 great guys, but you can't get it done if you got to have a quarterback. Well, he's got a lot of quarterbacks he's looking at now. Whether this guy's the answer or not, I'm not sure. But my hunch is that Rudock will be far more effective with Michigan than he ever was with Iowa. And there were times at Iowa over 2 years he was pretty good. I'm like everybody else. I'm anxious to see this. Even though Shane Morris has eligibility left, he's there as a backup, but I don't even think the long-term quarterback Michigan is going to have turn it around for them is going to be playing this season yet. It could be this John O'Korn who's sitting out a year or someone else, and they will get quarterbacks at Michigan, believe me.
There are more quarterbacks in Michigan than Republicans running for the White House.
Well, again, they have something. If Harbaugh could play himself, he would. I mean, you look at the video of last year without pointing fingers at one guy, because they had other issues that went around the quarterback issues. They had turnovers and everything else because of that. They have got to find a quarterback. Now, if Rudock is effective, that's going to change things for them. And he has a better chance, I think. I hear all everybody tell me about how they're deficient in this area of the line and all that. Well, we'll see. I mean, Utah's a decent team. If Michigan wins Thursday night, you're going to see people turned on them right away in terms of what their expectations were. They're going to ramp up their wins because Utah's a good team, and Utah's pointing for the game, too.
That's all we got, Tim. Thank you so much. Tim Stott, the Beat on Sports.